This is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the second back with the Ralph Winterode Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north. And just played what should be just absolutely shocking information. I don't know how to put it in words. I mean, our country's coming down. And people are running around fat, dumb, and stupid. Eat, drink, and be merry. We're being lied to. Bush is lying to us. Our congressmen, our senators are lying to us. Our local state people are being lied to or lying to us. And we're stuck. And until we can get these people in gear, get them out of office, I mean, it's a much deeper problem than that. But until we can, just like the oil, to ask them some very simple questions. Does Gulf oil exist in Alaska? Yes or no? Is there oil there? Yes or no? Is there a pipeline? Yes or no? Why not? I emailed every senator and every representative in Alaska, and I heard zip back. Bunch of yelly-livered, treasonous cowards. There's no way to say it. Who in his right mind would sell out his countrymen? They're selling out their own children, their own futures for their own children. For money? Cowards? I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I did. Well, on a different issue here, this is something that I have been puzzling with for quite some time. And it has to do with they do reduced judgments on foreclosures of property with the Internal Revenue Service, another treasonous organization. And how do you end up fighting these guys? And what is the truth? And how does it affect everything that's going on in our lives? It's like the oil, the truth of what's going on. Let me stop here for just a minute. We have Clay out of New Mexico. Go ahead.
Hi, Ralph. I was listening to you earlier talk a little bit about Lindsey Williams, and I listened to what you played. I've purchased three separate sets of his DVDs and books, so I am familiar with Gull Island and what he has to say, and I've not really heard anyone ever dispute it. Earlier today on the internet, and I have not had an opportunity to do this because I'm at work, but I haven't had a chance to research it. I did hear someone on an archive from within the last week talk about a discovery that Chevron and then some correlative company that they're associated with announcing the largest deposit of oil and gas reserves thus far ever found in Paraguay.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, as I'm sure you and most of the listeners know about the Bushes just having recently in the last year or so purchased very large amounts of land in Paraguay. So I kind of see that tying together, and I was just thinking in my own mind, maybe one of the reasons, maybe they've known about Paraguay, if this is actually true, and like I said, I haven't had a chance to look into it or research it, if it's true that there is such a large deposit and reserve down there, they're going to have to build some refineries and that kind of thing. Maybe that's one of the major reasons that they haven't built any refineries in the United States for such a long period of time, because they knew they were going to be building them in Iraq, which I think is underway under the guise of Halliburton, and also going to be again building them in Paraguay and probably a taxpayer.
Oh, I hear some music. Hold on, because I've got some questions I'd like to ask you to. Hold on just a second as we go through the break. We'll be back in a minute. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad again, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And I have Clay from New Mexico. And do you think possibly the issue of them buying the Bushes, buying land in Paraguay, may be a place to abandon this country if and when it comes down? It's not when, it's just if. And if it's when, that they'll have a place to go to.
See it without the realm of possibility. I think it's a very real possibility, but I think it's just another way, if indeed all of this is true, that they, since they've not built many refineries here or any refineries here, and the environmentalists have stopped that, and they probably funded that through the CFR, then they just move everything to Paraguay or move things out of here and just continue the denuding of this country. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if that was what is one of the things that's on the table. It would all tie in with the NAFTA corridor. I mean, it would take some more construction, but to them that doesn't mean much. They just do it, print the money and do it. So it just seems like it's all way too convenient. And I do not know whether it's accurate, whether it's true, but I certainly wouldn't doubt it without looking into it. And if I had had time today, I would have looked into it. But it's just another...
Well, I can tell you something. There is no doubt. There is a Gulf Island. There is oil on Gulf Island. There are other places that I've not been. They've discovered oil, but I can absolutely unequivocally tell you with no doubt, Gulf Island exists in Alaska. It's a couple of miles out of Eastok. I've been there. It has tremendous oil. When I was there, it was all hush hush. I had to actually get a clearance to get out there with a helicopter to go work on the two-way radios.
Well,
it exists, and there is not one drop of oil came out of that island, and nobody wants to talk about it. It's there.
Well, I certainly believe that, and I would co-sign on what you have to say about that. And as far as I'm concerned, it's you know, it just all fits together and is all way too convenient for the way that things have been progressing for the last 100 years.
Well, the issue is that the question that I have that I keep puzzling to me is, I know they have threatened the oil companies. I know they threaten these congressmen, senators, some of them that wise up. What does it take to make the American people wake up? We have been sold out. We have no government. The president and Congress are mere pawns in the control of somebody. And according to Lindsay, it's the World Bank and IMF, and I happen to believe it.
I do, too. And the CFR, I certainly believe it's those three entities and the UN.
And
I think
like
people will wake up when they start paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon, and when they start rationing power and food.
I don't know what it's going to take. You know,
the astounding thing
is that I got out of Lindsay, and if you've read his book, the federal government is the one that's creating the shortage. They're our enemy.
Yep.
Of the American people. Our own government is sold out and is being controlled by foreign interests. And I thought one of the other astounding instruments is, and I am going to research this out through the state of Alaska, is that Saudi Arabia can't sell oil to Shell. They can't sell directly to an oil company. They have to sell it to these borscht or these bankers. The bankers are and sitting in the middle. Why do not the oil-producing countries such as Alaska, and he didn't mention that, but I'm sure it's exactly the same because they're being controlled. Why don't we sell directly to the oil companies? Why do we have a middleman that's sitting in New York and London controlling everything that goes on with the oil, taking a bigger, much bigger cut than anything the oil companies even thought about doing?
Because they set it all up.
Yeah, because of old good old frickin' Henry Kissinger going over there and getting these contracts, but now it's unraveling.
Well, I hope it unravels.
Well, it is, and with Russia, like you said, with Russia, it is coming down. It's inevitable because if the American dollar isn't the standard, and the United Arab or whatever the heck it was, United Arab, I can't think of the name what they called there, but they're buying our country. They're using it for collateral.
Yes, yes, exactly. And that's when people will wake up.
Well, what we should do in our country is tell all these people, guess what? We're going to not nationalize it, but we're taking it back. We're declaring the corporate United States out of freaking business. The American people are back, and we got the damn military right now. And if you don't like it, put it where the sun don't shine.
Well, there's got to be a diplomatic way to do that to where it works, so I would agree with that, and I think it all starts with, at a sort of a local level, and investigating what organizations all these people belong to, and what oaths they take. Just like I listen a lot to Alan Watt, and that's his position, and I think it's a good one. So, with that, I'll wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope that you have an opportunity to look into a little bit into this large, massive fine in Paraguay, because it's just another part of the checkerboard.
I'm going to do that in research. I have broken the child custody that's going on because they are unequivocally destabilizing and destroying the American families in America by kidnapping children, holding them for ransom, and selling them off into slavery. And that's what it is. I've got a couple of major law firms that are waiting for me to get this. I'm reading about 1,000 pages, and I'm writing up a expose on it. And we're going to blow these bastards out of the water.
Well,
but they're doing it
that.
All over, just like in his book. It's our own quote. It is not a government.
Well,
they're out to destroy the American, our Constitutional Republic and the people.
Well, Ralph, it's like being pecked to death by chickens is what's happening.
And the people, and the amazing part is that I cannot understand when you put some of this information out in front of the people, and their eyes are closed and their ears are closed. I don't know. I just don't understand. And these senators and representatives, they won't move.
I understand.
I don't know.
I don't know why they won't either. But I wish you a happy holiday and a happy new year and Merry Christmas. And I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to look into it, but I did want to pass it on to you.
Well, if you do, get back and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. George in Florida is online. Go ahead, George.
Hey, how you doing, Ralph? Merry Christmas.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sucking air and honored in the huds of hell. Still got my health, so it ain't over till they put Ralph in the ground, as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead.
You heard about the Lakota Indian tribe withdrawing from all the treaties of the United States and becoming their own republic?
I have. I haven't researched it out, but I know they've been screwed, but, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we've been screwing in the natives, and, of course, the natives taking advantage of the handouts been screwing us. But I think the Lakotas are ones that said, we don't want your handouts. We just want our land. We want what you promised us.
Well, you figure out, like, on some of these reservations I've been hearing, there's been they have a vast, like, amount of oil in the ground. And even in Oklahoma on the Cherokee reservations, and the environmentalists will not allow, like, these tribes to tap that oil for revenue. They'll probably go the same or like a few other Indian tribes, probably up in Alaska. Like I say, if like all the Native American reservations decide, okay, that's enough, we're pulling out of the treaties and became their own republics, and they started tapping their own oil and started selling it on the open market cheaper than what the commodities in Wall Street charge, could that really throw the world bankers and everybody in a tailspin?
It could. All of these things are contributory to America, a constitutional republic that many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have died for. It's coming down. Just like Rome, we're coming down because it is rottenly corrupt from top to bottom, and the people, everybody's got their hands in the till, and they say, oh, not mine. Or they won't look and they won't see. We're being attacked by oil. We're being attacked by dollar. We're being attacked by taxation. We're being attacked by kidnapping children. We're being attacked by the homosexuals that want this no discrimination nonsense. I saw on the we're out in California, 2 years old. That's going to be put into the curriculum of whatever that's an acceptable process of homosexuality. I don't think so, folks.
Just like gender-proof bathrooms. You know what I mean? Like unisex bathrooms, no boys' room or men's room or girls' room, you know what I mean?
Can you believe this is happening in America?
I can't believe it. You know the thing is, the problem with the American people is more like, oh, Congress, I hate Congress, but not my congressman. My congressman won't do that, but yet he's just like just as bad as the other one.
Oh, yeah, well, we've got a couple of the best crooks in the world. Ted Stevens is one of the better crooks. He gets more money out of this earmarks and all this nonsense. And he's greased more palms, and it's just the corruption is so widespread. And then Alaskans sit and say, "Oh, he's our thing. He's bringing home the bacon. Yeah, he's stealing somebody else's money.
That's what he's doing.
He's a thief."
I even heard Ron Paul's meeting in Alaska too. I wonder why.
I'm sorry, you've heard of what Ron Paul was coming to Alaska?
He's leading in Alaska.
Oh, really? I don't know. We've got some independent thinkers up here. We've got a lot of ex-military folks up here. There is only one choice for any chance at all, and that's Ron Paul. There is no other choice.
Well,
it's amazing that some of these other ones, though, I heard that Alan Spector, he's talking about getting rid of the IRS. It's amazing how when somebody starts gaining on some of these issues, that all of some of these others, they want to join in and they're just a bunch of liars. These other politicians are a bunch of professional liars. That's what they are.
Well, you know, also, too, there's even an article about the Child Protective Service, about a state senator proposing a law to sort of like rein in the Child Protective Services because it's grabbing children without a warrant, and they want, like, if there's going to be removal of the child by court order, that it shouldn't be a one-sided thing, that the other party should be able to go before the judge and contest the case. Before removing, before the CPS workers tells you that you live in an outhouse when you actually live in a four-bedroom house.
I'm going to talk about that, so stay tuned after the break here, and thanks for calling in, and I'm going to talk about that on this hearsay evidence. George, and thanks for calling in.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterud II, back with the Ralph Winterud Show, and we're going to get to the hearsay evidence, but I started watching this Lindsay Williams video, and I've been reading his book, and what is called our federal government is working totally against us to undermine and destroy our constitutional republic. Anyway, we have Bill in Idaho. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate that this would be anecdotal information, but obviously by history sometimes it's best to go with what's available and the persons that have lived it. And I thank you for everything that you do for the Republic each and every day, and I certainly hope that you can cover more directly when you get back to it the discussion of these how or where we go to get these public letters of cooperation. But on page 114 of OSS, Harris Smith, he makes a comment that through the Catholic Church, Italian industrialist channels Baron Parilli, P-A-R-I-L-L-I, was determined for some time to prevent the northern industrial area of Italy, heavy Catholic Church involvement, of course, from being destroyed or scorched by the retreating Germans. Dulles was involved, John Foster Dulles. But in that discussion, he mentions that Perilla was Knights of Malta. I repeat, Luigi Perilla was Knights of Malta, and he was ultimately involved in a plot in 48 in which the CIA had an operation to prevent leftist victory in the Italian general elections. But it was also rumored that he had concocted a plan to transport ex-Nazis from Germany to Paraguay, considering who you're talking about and the fact that this hasn't been our government or that it has been clean of these kind of influences for very long after the war. I think it's very important as a footnote of history that in 1948 they were rumored to be transporting ex-Nazis from Germany, and that was after the Nuremberg trials, I believe, to Paraguay. So it certainly bears a lot more investigation.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that at all, because in 1946 we did the Bretton Woods Agreement. In 1946 they destroyed the land office and came up with the Bureau of Land Management. And in 1948 they legislated out of existence all the constitutional courts of the United States on the federal system. They legislated them out of existence.
Exactly. Considering,
and I got the public records that prove it.
Exactly. And considering your excellent research and analysis of that particular aspect of history that so very few people, I'm sure the newer people that are listening, are astounded by Lindsay Williams, no less, your commentary, that they would really seriously consider getting heavily involved while they have the chance, considering what has gone on most recently with these Nazis in Congress that have now relieved the veterans of their right, constitutional right, of bearing arms. I think that absolutely, without a doubt, if there was never, ever any other point to be made on the discussion, is that they would sell out their own grandmothers, let alone you, I, or our families. So I don't believe it is our government. It hasn't been our government for a long time, but it's been an excellent brainwashing object lesson for the whole entire world to observe that we're the last ones mentioning it. But as usual, Ralph, you're absolutely wonderful, and we appreciate everything that you do in your broadcast. If you could really focus on who, where, how we get those public letters of cooperation. I've been trying to get them from my local people. I've mentioned it to the Attorney General's office. No response whatsoever.
It's amazing how these people, when you get in the right area, there's no response, or when you're doing briefing, it's unintelligible, and typical tax protester that's already been settled in the court nonsense. It's just unbelievable. But it's just like now, if people would get a hold of the senators and representatives of Alaska and ask them a couple of very simple questions. Does Gull Island exist? Is there oil? Yes or no? Have we ever done anything with that oil? And if not, why not? Very simple issues.
Lindsay Williams has been pounding on that discussion for years, and still no response. And because of the fact, as you mentioned, the American people, one way or another, have either been brainwashed, intimidated, and or controlled to the point that they do not find it to their benefit to become informed. That's the sad reality of the situation.
It is.
But bless you and Merry Christmas.
Okay, and same to you. Thanks for calling in. We'll be back in a minute with the break, and we're going to get to some astounding more information that hopefully it's not going to be as shocking as the other, but it's shocking. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterud II back with the Ralph Winterud Show, a truth seeker out of the far north, and I really want to say that if you want to hear programs like this, republicbroadcasting.org runs on money, donations. And if you want to hear programs like what you're hearing today, The Real Uncensored Truth, nobody's controlling it. It's the truth. I would highly recommend to dial in on the Internet, republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call, it's like the one number is 800-313-9443 is the call-in line, but you can go in, there's several numbers to get in. And also another one of the sponsors is Power Mall Global. RBN has a new sponsor that can help this Christmas holiday. Power Mall Global is an online shop, which where you can buy your Christmas gifts this year. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, but will also receive a rebate check for a percentage of your purchases. Power Mall Global has 1,000-plus stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in the Christmas chaos this year. Stay home. Go to www.powermallglobal.com. That's www.powermallglobal.com. Global. That's POWERMALL Global.com. That's one of the new sponsors. And these are the people that help pay the bills to keep this type of show on. If anybody would like to contact me, it's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, lowercase, at Just Belly. It's a Latin word which means the law of war, because they're waging war, and it's JUSBELLI.com. It's bell, like you ring a bell, JUSBELLI.com. And I have three lists you can join up on for free, and then I have a special list that is $120 donation per year, and I send out attachments. I'm going to be releasing here in January some public documents that conclusively proves the United States District Court is a territorial court, and the 1940 code to back it up, and it's absolutely shocking material. It's all public records, and I've spent many, many hours, hundreds of hours, getting this stuff, these documents together and scanning them and OCRing them and making it presentable, and to sell something that people will actually have evidence you could look at. It's real, and it's a public record. Anyway, at the time we got left here, I did want to cover one of the things that I'd put out on email on, and it affects everything that's going on in our lives today. Again, we have the local code officer that calls in a complaint, and automatically you're guilty until proven guilty, until proven innocent, and you can't find out who this party is. We have these child custody people. They get involved, and all of a sudden we're guilty, and we're never allowed to evidence, and there's no trial by jury to prove our innocence. We are bound to perform. And in the Internal Revenue System, when you become not quiet and you want to you don't abide by their conduct standards, they come after you criminally. Or another thing they do is they put these liens on, these notices of federal tax lien, which are all bogus. There is no lien by any court. They just make it up. But what they do is they come to court. Now, the court's going to tell you that they don't have jurisdiction when you try to go in against these guys. So my first thing after experience of tangling with a few of these, because this is the way you find out what's going on. It's just like a football team. You find out what cards are holding when you get them on the field, and you go out there and get your butt kicked. And you learn. And the first thing that should be done instead of filing an answer with these guys is file a counterclaim. Do not file an answer. File a counterclaim and sue them back. Now you got them by the short hairs, and if you know some of the issues, I've not had the opportunity yet, but we're going to be doing it because the IRS is busted. I put out, there is a law, it's a law of Congress, that requires you to file, and it's a citizen of the United States. There's no doubt about it. The appellate courts have ruled it, but they don't have to tell you. But anyway, when you get into this reduced to judgment foreclosure stuff, one of the first things that they do is people have all these trusts, and they think that the trust is going to protect them. Wrong. They will sue the trustee, and they will sue the name of the trust. The trustee comes in, he makes his pleadings, and all the next thing you know, here comes a summary judgment, and he's lost, and he's sitting there scratching his head. Well, the first thing that happens is the trust is the beneficiary. The trustee is the person that is in charge of the trust. But the name of the trust, whatever it is, XXX Trust, is the beneficiary, and that beneficiary must make an appearance with hopefully a counterclaim, or at least a motion to dismiss, or a 12B6, failure to state a claim. There's a lot of ways to go about doing this. But to get back on point so that we can get through the little bit of time we've got left here is the fact of this issue of they use rule, evidence rule 8038. And this particular evidence rule has to do with in 803, number 8, if there's a duty to report, or if you read down in 8038C, it says in civil actions and proceedings, and against the government in criminal cases, factual findings resulting from the investigation made pursuant to authority granted by Congress, unless the sources of information or other circumstances indicate lack of trustworthiness. So how do they use that rule? what they do out of these notices of federal lien, out of a computer, out of the land of Oz, the ether. It's the Queen of England could be putting this in. Bush could be putting it in. The Pope could be putting it in. Who knows who's putting it in? The Putin out of Russia. It comes out of the computer in a summary called a 4340. It shows no statutory authority. It shows no regulations, subsidy regulations. It just there's notice of, doesn't say notice. It says federal tax lien, and it gives the amount. So how do you defend against this? Because what they're doing is they're using a hearsay evidence, and they have got it set up so that any flunky puts a signature to this computer printout and a seal, a bogus seal that has no office, and all of a sudden then it comes back under self-authenticating 902-1, self-authenticating public record. And you're stuck. At least we think we're stuck. Because it's a trap that they could put out any document on any party, and you are guilty until proven innocent, and you have no means to defend it, because what they do then, the courts, these United States district courts, these territorial courts that are dressed up to look like an Article 3, and that's real obvious in Title 28, Section 132, which I've talked about, and we'll go in more in detail. These courts, they let you play around a little bit, and all of a sudden they do a summary judgment, put in for a summary judgment, because they've generated evidence out of thin air and brought it back in through the hearsay rule, and then make it, when they attach the signature and the seal, it becomes the gospel according to St. John. You're stuck. So what do you do? How do you defend against something like this? Now, these are not courts of law. These are administrative courts. They're territorial courts. They can't even exist within the several states. Well, there's a very interesting case that delineates this out, and then there is a means with which we just challenged this last week. And this particular case is Donnelly, D-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, versus United States. And it's 228 U.S. 243. And they're citing a case, Queen versus Hepburn. And I am going to read this because it's absolutely astounding information, because this is the one of the games that it isn't a game. This is how they entrap the American people. And I'm going to read this kind of a long paragraph, but it's a thing here. It says, Queen versus Hepburn, 1813, 7 Cranch, 290, was a suit in which petitioners claimed freedom and certain depositions were rejected by the trial court as hearsay. The court, speaking through Chief Justice Marshall, said, "These several opinions of the court, meaning the trial court, depend upon one general principle, the decision of which determines them all. It is this, that hearsay evidence is incompetent to establish any specific fact, which fact is in its nature susceptible to being proved by witnesses who speak from their own knowledge." Let me repeat that. That hearsay evidence is incompetent to establish any specific fact, which fact is in its nature susceptible to being proved by witnesses who speak from their own knowledge. Continuing on, "It was very justly observed by the great judge that all questions upon the rules of evidence are of vast importance to all orders and decrees of men. Our lives, our liberty, and our property are all concerned in support of these rules, which have been matured by the wisdom of ages and are so revered from their antiquity and the good sense in which they are founded. One of these rules is that hearsay evidence is in its own nature inadmissible." One of these rules is hearsay evidence is in its own nature inadmissible. "That this species of testimony supposes some better testimony which might be adduced in the particular case is not the sole ground of its exclusion. Its intrinsic weakness, its incompetency to satisfy the mind of the existence of the fact, and the fraud which might be practiced under its cover, combine to support the rule that hearsay evidence is totally inadmissible. The danger of admitting hearsay evidence is sufficient to admonish courts of justice against lightly yielding to the introduction of fresh exceptions to an old and well-established rule, the value of which is felt and acknowledged by all. If the circumstances that the eyewitness of any fact be dead should justify the introduction of testimony to establish that fact from hearsay, no man could feel safe in any property, a claim to which might be supported by proof so easily obtained. This court is not inclined to extend the exception further than they have already been carried. End quote. And this is supported by probably 7 or 8 other Supreme Court cases. At least, let's see, 6 Supreme Court cases, yes. Hearsay evidence is unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. And this is what is used because the rule of court, which has supplanted the rule of law and the actual evidence by first-hand witnesses, by a child custody person, somebody calls in a bogus complaint every time you go to the hospital, somebody files a complaint. The IRS just says, well, we have somebody here that is not complying. Let's go file a lien. And then we will take the lien, come out with a 4340, which is nothing more than this fictional name, the Social Security number, and voila. We attach a seal in the signature, we go through the hearsay, and unless you can prove it's untrustworthy, so you're trying to disprove a fiction in law. You ever try to prove you didn't owe money somebody? That's a pretty tough nut, isn't it? That's a pretty tough nut. Well, I have been pondering with this how to, first of all, to understand it, because I knew there had to be a Supreme Court case that delineated this out, holdings of Supreme Court cases, that this hearsay evidence is all nonsense. And, of course, the Supreme Court has ruled that no rule of court can overthrow our fundamental rights. That's Miranda, and there's another Supreme Court case. So the question is, what do you do to prove that the thing is not trustworthy in their world? How do you deal with it? Well, I actually found a case on trustworthy. That was not an easy thing, because these things, they tend not to want them out. It's just amazing what they do, but I found a case on that about if something is untrustworthy, well, then obviously you can't use it. So the question becomes, how do you prove that the notice of federal tax lien is untrustworthy, which will then back up to prove that the 4340 is total smoke, which then stops the summary judgment. Well, you have to understand, and we're not going to have enough time to really get through it in detail, so I'm going to have to go through it rather quickly here because I can see the time is running out on us, but you have to go back to Title 26 U.S.C. Section 7805. It mandates 7805 to enforce anything. The enforcement of Title 26 requires regulations. That's Title 26, 7805. And there is a holding on the Supreme Court on that. Actually, a couple of them, holdings on the Supreme Court on this particular issue. So it's not dicta. It is a holding. So that's with that established. Then we have Chrysler v. Brown, which is another holding. It says held that there are three types of regulations in Title 26. CFRs. There are subsidy regulations which have the force and effect of law. There are administrative regulations, and there are procedural regulations. So now we go to the next with that established. So now we've established they must use regulations by a holding of the court and by the public records. That's also in Title 5, 552. So they must have regulations, and the only ones that have force and effect are the subsidy regulations, and they have to have the statutory authority of Congress. And there are three tables that show this. And the table that they put out there in the front, I can't, my mind's escaped me right now, but that one table that they put out there in front for the people to look at, you can throw that away because it's a waste of effort. The parallel table of authorities, that's a waste. That doesn't do anything because it doesn't show you the statutory authority. So now once you've established you must have regulation, you've established there got to be subsidy regulations, then you attack the notices of federal tax lien. And we'll be back in a minute because I hear the music, and I'll try to get through this quickly, and we'll have to continue this on probably next week here. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, Ralph Kermit Winterode back with the Ralph Winterode Show, True Seeker out of the far north here, and we're going into not that much time here, but in the notices of federal tax lien, if you take the fact there must be regulations, that's 7805, They must be subsidy regulations. That is a holding out of Chrysler v. Brown. It's actually, these are holdings. And so then you go to the notices of federal tax lien, and you see three code sections. So you go to 6320, and it's lien for taxes. So you apply the test of the subsidy regulations for 6321, and lo and behold, the only thing that comes up is in ATF. That's it. There's only one code section in ATF, and that's 70.207, lien for taxes. You go to the next code section that is in there is 6322, and that's the period of the lien. And in 6322, there are no subsidy regulations. And then you go to 6323 for the section, and that has to do with the validity and priority against certain persons. And there are 11 subsidy regulations, all ATF. Everything is ATF. There's nothing there. There is a 301 reg. That's listed in 301 regs are administrating. They have no force and effect of law. So now what we've done accomplished during the brief time I have left, we've established that the notices of federal tax lien under the statutory authority of Congress do not meet the test of trustworthy, because when you take the subsidy regulations that are in the notices of federal tax lien, it's all ATF. So therefore, if you have discredited the notices of federal tax lien on the certificate that they put out under their bogus baloney on this of 4340, it is now untrustworthy. So therefore, they cannot use the rule of court under hearsay evidence to say, ah, now it's nobody's shown that it's untrustworthy. This is how you prove a negative. Not easy, not for the weak of heart, and I'll be spending more time on this in the future. We've now given it, it's probably never been done to the court. We've got a couple of other issues. We have another writ of certiorari into the Supreme Court on IRS. We've got one on the Chickaloon driver's license, and we have a habeas corpus ad subjunctum into a lower-level United States District Court, and they're stumped. And it's amazing what these people will do. They're 2255s or motions. They are not a habeas. They're other one for the federal habeas. They want you to fill out a form, and if you don't know how to walk around it, you have just defanged and recast your habeas corpus. And we've done this. We even had to file a complaint with the appellate court on the lower court because they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. First time ever we put in to tell them with public records you're a territorial court, and there is a law. And I put that out on my list, and if anybody wants to tarry on the discussion, there are 10 documents of the appellate courts, and I have one out of Rhode Island under the signature of judge and another one under the signature of DOJ. Said there is, 6012 is the law. It's a law of Congress that mandates you shall file, but we do not have to tell you. And, of course, that's another story of why they don't tell you, because they can't. Anyway, didn't have enough time for what I was really going to get into, but I think the Lindsey Williams thing is extremely important, and I wish everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, and tune in next Sunday for more astounding, and we should have the child custody broken, and I'll be putting that out on my special list. So we'll see you next Sunday. With